or someone listening to this message, it is the commencement of a journey to destiny. For someone else, it is a confirmation. For yet another, it is a continuation of a journey to destiny. The word will work wonders in you and for you.
Open your Bibles with me to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. We'll all read together verses 1 to 3. Hebrews 11, we'll all read together verses 1 to 3. Are we ready? Let's go. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. We continue in the series this morning, and we're discussing faith for finances. Faith for finances. Last week, we laid the foundation of this series in the sense that we need to understand that real money is not the paper that we hold. Real money is value. And Pastor spent time extensively last Sunday and also on Wednesday to buttress that truth. So we'll be taking it further this morning. In Hebrews chapter 11 that we read, verse 3 that we used as our foundation scripture last week, it says, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. In Genesis chapter 1, we saw that God created the heavens and the earth. God created everything that we can see today, everything visible. God created in Genesis chapter 1. And God set a pattern for us in Genesis chapter 1, which was summarized in Hebrews 11:3. It says, by faith, we understand that God, so in other words, at the beginning, what God used to create everything that we can see today is faith. What God used to call the ground, to separate the waters, to speak that made his word that he spoke to the ground to bring forth trees after their kinds, the words that he spoke to the ground to bring forth animals. We understand that could happen because of faith. And we need to know that wealth is created. And in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 27, we saw there, after God has created the things he created, he said, let us make man in our own image, after our own likeness. Let them be able to do some of the things that we can do. And what that means is that as God creates, we were designed to have the ability to create also. Is somebody with me? That raw materials with which God created everything that we can see today, because we also were created in his own image, after his own likeness, we also have access to that kind of material that he used to create what we can see today. And that is what we are buttressing on this morning. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed. So everything you can see today, and everything that is producing today. And you'll agree with me that what God created is still producing wealth up to now. We're still digging oil from the ground. We're still finding gold in the ground. And to cap it all, he created us in his own image. So we are creators like God. And so you need to understand that the starting point of faith for finances is to know that you have the ability and the capacity to create wealth. Is somebody with me? By virtue of the fact that you have been created in God's image, after his likeness, you have the capacity to create wealth. Wealth is created. Is somebody with me? You know, anytime I hear about on TV or in the newspaper, and I see them talking about poverty alleviation and all the stuff, I laugh, because to alleviate something means to cushion its effect. So if you alleviate poverty, what will you have left? If you alleviate poverty, what will be left? It's poverty, because alleviation simply means to cushion the effect of something. It does not remove the effect of that thing. So instead of focusing on alleviation, we should focus on creation. And every one of us that are born again children of God, we have access to the same raw material with which God created this world. Is somebody with me this morning? So that first intangible asset that God used is faith. So wealth is created by faith. Is somebody with me? Wealth is what? Wealth is created by faith. If God needed faith to create the whole world that we can see, then we need faith more. Amen. Because scripture says, by faith we understand that God, the worlds were framed by the word of God. So if God needed faith, we need faith. In Galatians chapter 3, I'd like to quickly read something from Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. Reading from verse 13, it says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through what? Faith. Through faith. And what is that blessing of Abraham that we have access to through faith? It is the kind of blessing that prospered despite famine. It is the kind of blessing that flourishes in famine. That is the kind of blessing that we have access to. And we need to understand that to be able to use what God used to create wealth in Genesis chapter 1. Is somebody following me this morning? So we have access to the blessings of Abraham by faith. So what is faith? Going back to chapter 1, verse 1 of Hebrew. Let's go back to verse 1 of Hebrews 11 that we read. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I have that verse of the scripture in different translations. I'll quickly run through them. The amplified version of the Bible says, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the sense. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the sense. The New International Version says, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. The Worldwide English Version renders that verse as, if people believe God, then they know they have the things they hope to get. Is somebody with me? It says, if people believe God. And so the thing standing between us and enjoying financial abundance is our believing God. And that is the definition of faith. So it says, if people believe God, then they know they have the things they hope to get. It is the proof of things we do not see. The New Living Translation says, faith is the confidence that we hope for, the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. New Living Translation. It says, faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about things we cannot see. And lastly, from the New Century Version, faith means being sure of the things we hope for and knowing that something is real even if we do not see it. Knowing that something is real even if we do not see it. And so taking it back to what Pastor shared with us last week, the fact that you don't have money in your pocket does not mean you are poor. That is what faith is. Is somebody with me? It says, knowing that something is real, even if we do not see it. Faith. And you need to understand that, of course, the simple analogy is for somebody to come to me and give me the receipt of a brand new car. Amen. Do I have a brand new car? Yes, I do. Because I have the title deed, which is the faith. Is somebody with me? If somebody comes to God and asks God and prays to God that God should give him 1 million, God will not rain 1 million down from heaven. Is somebody with me? What God will do is to give you the capacity to have faith to attract 1 million. And the moment that faith is battered in your hand, it is inevitable you will get the 1 million. Heaven will release faith in your heart to go after a project that is capable of attracting the material equivalent of the money you are praying for. That's how it works. So, faith is the oxygen of the believer. Is somebody with me? As air is important to a human being, so faith is to a believer. Scripture says in Hebrews 11:5, I suppose, that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without believing, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So faith is the oxygen of the believer. Habakkuk 2:4 says, the just shall live by what? By faith. Not by the amount of money they can see in their account, but by what? Faith. They believe that what they cannot see exists. Is somebody with me this morning? So I like somebody to begin to build up their faith this morning, knowing fully well that all things are available. Scripture says God has made available to us everything that pertains to a goodly and a godly living. Is somebody with me? The thing that gives us the ability and gives us the access to translate what is available in the spirit realm to the realm of the physical is our faith. Is somebody with me? So, faith determines the quality of our lives in the kingdom. Faith does what? It determines the quality of our life in the kingdom. Scripture records that we grow by faith. We overcome by faith. We walk by faith. And in verse 2 of Hebrews 11 that we read, it said, by faith the elders obtain good report. So if you want to obtain a good report in your finances, you need what? Faith. You need faith. You need faith. In Luke chapter 22, verse 31, Luke 22:31, Jesus talking to Peter, he says, Simon, the devil desired to sift you. He says, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. Verse 32, he says, but I have prayed for you that what? That your faith should not do what? Fail. Because if the devil cannot take your faith, he cannot take your good. It is inevitable you will have your goods. Is somebody with me? If the devil does not steal your faith, he cannot prevail over you. If the devil cannot steal your faith, he cannot steal your money. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for. And in as much as you have that substance, it is just a matter of time you will attract the material equivalent. Is somebody with me this morning? So, how do we get faith? Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. God's word births faith in our hearts. God's word does what? It births faith in our hearts. There should be nobody that is a born-again child of God that will believe that he or she is poor. Is somebody with me? Scripture says, for we know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ in that he became poor so that we might do what? So that we might become rich. So what do we need to do to activate the riches that he left for us? Faith. Believe to action. So, someone needs to sit down with the word of God and mine the word of God and dig the word of God and gather all available scripture on finances. While you bat yourself in it, soak yourself in it, somewhere along the line, a combustion will happen. And then you'll be able to come out and say, I cannot be poor for the rest of my life. Is somebody following me this morning? Faith by the word. Everything you need is in the word. You have to locate it by revelation. You have to do what? You have to locate it by revelation. And the moment you locate it by revelation, the devil cannot take it from you. So, Joshua 1:8 that we always quote. This book of the law shall not do what? Shall not depart out of my mouth. So, to set this faith thing in action, the word must be in my mouth. He says, I will meditate in it day and night. So, you need to fill your mind with the realities of the scripture. When your pocket is telling you something otherwise, you are replying, I am rich by faith. So it says, Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, but I shall meditate in it day and night that I may observe to do what? To do according to all that is written in it. And then he said, for then you will make your way what? Prosperous. When you contact faith from the word of God, then you make your way prosperous. And then you will do what? You will have good success. So, we need revelation from the word of God. You are not poor. You are rich. You are not poor. You are rich. That is the reality of the word of God. Listen to me. See, you need to soak yourself in the scripture. Because situation and circumstances will tell you, will be telling you otherwise. In Galatians 3:13 that we read, he said Jesus took the pain of going to the cross. I'm sure most of us have watched The Passion of the Christ. And you know, I could not bring myself to watch the whole movie. Because of the graphic horror, I mean, I could not bring myself to watch the whole thing. But Jesus withstood the pain. His body was torn, lacerated. He was hung on the cross. And what was the reason for that? He says that the blessing of Abraham. Let's go back there. I feel I should go back there. Galatians 3. It says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Cursed is that Jesus became a curse for a reason. Verse 14. That the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. That the blessings that I would have access to the blessings of Abraham. Let's go to Genesis. I want to show you something in Genesis. Genesis, because if we're saying the blessings of Abraham, it sounds abstract. But let's quickly see something in Genesis. Genesis chapter 24. Genesis 24. Genesis 24:35. This is Abraham's servant speaking. He says, "The Lord has blessed my master greatly, and he has become great, and he has given him flocks and herds, silver and gold, male and female servants, and camels and donkeys." That is the blessing of Abraham. Scripture says Jesus suffered so that you and I can step into that dimension of blessing. Is somebody glad about that this morning? And so we should not shortchange ourselves. If Jesus has died and has made the provision available, it is our responsibility to now believe God to activate the blessings of Abraham, because you obtained the promise through what? Through faith. Through faith. Through faith. So, you need to gather scriptures and fill your mind. The environment will want to tell you that you are poor. Your boss in the office will want to tell you you are poor. You look at, you know, you are walking on the road, and then you see a nice car pass by, and the car is telling you are poor. No, that's what happens. You are going home, and you see a beautiful house, and then something starts to happen, and the house is telling you are poor. You cannot live in a house like this. You need faith to withstand the assault of the enemy. That is a lie from the pit of hell. The fact that you don't ride that car now does not mean you cannot ride it. When you set the faith in action, then it is just a matter of time. So when situation talks to you and tries to imprint that thing in your mind that you are poor, you smile and speak back. I am not poor. I am rich. I have access to the blessings of Abraham. The kind of blessing that thrives in famine. The kind of blessings that cannot be covered. Amen. Yeah. Like we were joking in the office about some kinds of prayer that some people pray. That God should deal with the people that are using their hand to cover their star. And I said that I only wish they knew the size of a star. A star is bigger than this earth we are in. You know, there's this Yoruba adage that says, when your yam is what? Is fat. When your yam is ripe for harvest, then you use your hand to cover it. How big is the yam? Then a yam that you can use your hand to cover is small. The blessings of Abraham you cannot cover. The blessings of Abraham, the devil has no answer to it. The only thing you need to activate that blessing is faith. Faith. Let's run. Faith is believing the word of God to action. When you have soaked yourself in the word, then an instruction comes. Then you act in trust. That's faith. Faith. Genesis 12. Let's go to Genesis 12. You know, now the Lord had said to Abraham, "Get out of your country, from your family and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abraham departed as the Lord has spoken to him. What did Abraham do? He departed. That's the proof of faith. Abraham departed. So, our words and action eventually reveals our faith. Amen. It is not enough to say, I have faith. We know that you have faith by your words, and we see it manifested by your action. Pastor has said this sometime, you know. He said, if I come and I prophesy over you that you will catch a big whale, and then you go to the back of your house, with a hook to catch whale. You will not catch whale. What you will catch will be a big frog. When faith, when you locate the word and an instruction comes, the proof of your faith and your trust in God is your acting on the word. Is somebody with me? So when prophetic word comes that you will catch whale this week, what do? You go and rent a trawler. It's a trawler that they use to catch whale. And you don't stay in the stream behind your house. You go to the ocean to catch. And then based on your obedience, what happens? God steps in and makes sure true to the prophetic work that you have a whale. God has been telling somebody, resign, resign. The person is looking at me. He has been telling you, resign. Go and start that company. The proof of your faith is resigning and starting the company. God knows where your money is. Amen. God does not spend money, but he controls the flow of resources. He knows where the money is. Amen. So, you need to act big based on your faith. Someone says, act big and unforeseen forces will come to your aid. When you jump out in faith, God will come to your aid. That is faith. That is faith. Sometimes we think we need to do eschatology and etymology and all the logics about faith. But most of us, we walked in this morning and you sat on this chair. Amen. That's faith. Abby, you sat because you believe the chair had the ability to carry you. That's faith. So don't wait until you see one heavenly vision, special revelation. Faith is acting on the word of God. Tell your neighbor, faith is acting on the word of God. So your word and your action reveals your. Isaiah 1:19, it says, if you are willing and obedient, what will happen? You will eat the good of the land. There is good in this land, though. Hey, see. We went out on Wednesday, and we were coming back. Yeah, it was on Wednesday. And we were coming back, and we had to go through a place where, you know, we were seeing a car yard, car park, for one of these car sellers. And we saw plenty of brand new cars. And I said to the person beside me, there's money in this country. And I said to him, you'll get what you are looking for. Amen. That's faith. Most of the time when Jesus wants to heal people, he will say, have what your faith expects. And so if you expect that the situation and circumstances in the economy will affect you, what will happen? It will affect you. But if you expect by faith that you have access to superior information, that the blessing of Abraham that you carry cannot be held down by any economy, then what happens? You experience the manifestation of the power of God. Because it pains God when he is doubted. It pains God when we that have been called the children of Abraham by the sufferings of Jesus walks about like people that don't have access to the blessings of Abraham. I need to close. So, don't believe you are poor. But what? Get revelation for each situation. Get what? Get revelation for each situation. Second Corinthians 5:7 says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Why we look not at the things which are seen? Because the things that we can see are what? They are temporal. But the things that we cannot see are eternal. So, another scripture says, for this light affliction works in us a far exceeding weight of glory. So, whatever it is you are going through is working for you. Is somebody with me? Tell your preach to your neighbor this morning. What you are going through is working for you. Is your employee? Is your employee? Let's wrap it up. Matthew 17. As we go into this week, someone will receive clear instruction from God. Amen. The kind of instruction that will move you far from where you are. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Matthew chapter 17, quickly. Matthew 17. I read from verse 24. It says, When they had come to Capernaum, those who received the temple tax came to Peter and said, Does your teacher not pay the temple tax? He said, yes. And when he had come into the house, Jesus anticipated him, saying, what do you think, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take customs or taxes? From their sons or from strangers? Then Peter said to him, from strangers. And Jesus said to him, then the sons are free. Verse 27, nevertheless, lest we offend them, go to the sea, cast in a hook, and take the fish that comes up. And when you have opened its mouth, you will find a piece of money. Take that and give it to them for me and you. God knows where the money is. All this one that you wake up and you'll be running around, running from pillar to post. It answers to revelation. Is somebody with me? So sit down and do the right thing first. Do the first thing first. Get the revelation. And then the moment you step out, the Holy Spirit will guide your steps. So without sweating and stressing yourself like every other person does, you'll be getting what they are sweating to get. It's part of the blessings of Abraham. Luke chapter 5 says, Jesus used the boat of Peter. And after he has preached, says, when he had stopped speaking in verse 4, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have done what? We have toiled all night and caught nothing. He was giving God the report, the situation report. As if the God who made heaven and earth could not see. God knew that they had toiled all night. He just wanted to compensate him for allowing them to do ministry from his boat. And so he said, launch your net. It is faith that created the fish. So launch your net into the deep. And so the guy said, you don't know what I've been through. How my father died when I was young. And when I was 5 years old, my mother died. And we didn't have money. We suffered, though. Eh? We suffered. Thank God for somebody that helped me get through secondary school. So you are saying that I should apply for this kind of job. Thank God he didn't stop there. He went ahead and said, nevertheless, that is the place I want somebody to get to in this service. Where you will lose sight of your qualification. You will lose sight of what should come to you normally. And key into the frequency of faith. Such that you'll be able to say, nevertheless, at thy word. Nevertheless, at what? At thy word. And what happened? Because God is always excited when he sees somebody that can go on the limb for him. So, the place that was called dry, the place where there was no fish, what happened? Because there was the word sent forth. You know, God cannot lie. If God, you know, let's take, for example, if God decides to lie, let's say God decides to lie. What will happen? The moment the thing leaves his mouth, it becomes the truth. So if God says, let me even lie in this service, there's mountain in the middle of the auditorium. Before the word come out of his mouth finish, there will be mountain there. That is God. And so, if God tells you anything from the word, you can take it to the bank. Is somebody with me? You can take it to the bank. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And by faith, the elders do what? They obtain a good report. You will obtain a good report. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, I want to give you 2 minutes. 2 minutes. You know, the first expression of faith is your confession. I want to give you 2 minutes. Jump on your feet. 2 minutes. And begin to declare what you want to see in your finances. 2 minutes. Under this anointing. 2 minutes. Declare what you want to see in your finances. Open your mouth and declare what you want to see in your finances. The first expression of faith is your words. The first expression of faith is what comes out of your mouth. Open your mouth and declare what you want to see. Thank you, Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name, I stand under the authority of God this morning, and I declare over you, have what your faith expects in the name of Jesus. As you go into this week, enjoy favor, new doors, fresh opportunities in the mighty name of Jesus. As you act on God's instruction, I prophesy you will experience the supernatural hand of God in the mighty name of Jesus. When men are saying there is a casting down, as you go this week, your own testimony will be there is a lifting in the mighty name of Jesus. As you say to God this week, nevertheless, at your word, you will experience the result. You will reap the reward of walking in obedience in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We exalt your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may please be seated. Hallelujah. We would not close this service without talking to some of us that are here about one vital link that you need for you to have access to the blessings of Abraham. And that vital link is your faith in Jesus Christ. Your faith and your belief in Jesus Christ. Scripture says, with the heart we believe and with the mouth we confess. So somebody is in this service, you're saying, Pastor, I'm not sure I even have access. I'm not sure I have the right to even lay claim on this blessing of Abraham. This is your opportunity. I want all eyes closed. All eyes closed. Let's just reverence God. All eyes closed and all heads bowed. You're that person, you're saying that you don't have a relationship with God. And you'd like to come into connection with your Father this morning. You'd like to give your life to Christ. Can you please put your hand on your heart this morning? Quickly, put your hands on your heart. You're saying, Pastor, I'm not sure that I can lay claim to having access to this blessing of Abraham. Put your hand on your chest. Or you are saying, Pastor, I was born again before, but something happened. I backslided. I am not even sure that if Christ comes now, I will go to heaven. Put your hand on your chest. Put your hand on your chest. If your hand is on your chest, can you please rise up on your feet quickly? Your hand is on your chest. Please rise up quickly. Rise up quickly. It takes faith to believe. It takes faith to come into the kingdom. I'd like you to rise up on your feet quickly. You are still seated there. You are contemplating. Don't let the devil rob you of your blessing this morning. Quickly, jump on your feet this morning. For those of us standing, can you please repeat this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I come to you. I ask that you accept me as your son. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me my sins. Wash me clean. And give me access to the blessings of Abraham. In Jesus' name. Let me pray for you. Father, thank you for these ones that are committing to you this morning. We ask in the name of Jesus that the devil will not be able to steal their faith in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you will establish them in the mighty name of Jesus. establish these ones. They will not be missing on the last day. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for we pray in Jesus' precious name. I believe we can appreciate God for this soul. You can please take your seat. That is the greatest miracle in this service.
We believe that the wonders of the Word of God have begun. For additional information, call 01793-7415 or 01815-1435 or email us at contactus@dashng.org.
Join us for any of our four services at 7 a.m., 8:30 a.m., 10 a.m., and 11:30 a.m. at Plot A3C, Ikosi Road, Oregun, Lagos, Nigeria. You could also visit our website at www.daystarng.org.
Or watch the church service at www.daystarng.tv. You are destined to succeed. You will succeed.